From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today threatened a powerful response to renewed rocket fire from Gaza into Israel. Palestinian medics said two Palestinians were killed in cross-border gunfire, but the Israeli army said they were not responsible. Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian medics said Israeli authorities told them to retrieve two bodies of Palestinians from a border zone with Israel, and witnesses reported hearing an explosion in the area. But an Israeli army spokeswoman said she had no reports of any shooting by Israeli troops in the area. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu said 20 rockets and mortar shells had been fired at Israel from Gaza last week. He said the government's policy is that any shooting at Israel will receive an immediate and powerful response. Last week, Israeli airstrikes killed three Palestinians. The renewed tensions come after a long period of quiet along the Gaza-Israel border following a three-week Israeli incursion last winter to stop the rocket fire. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Israel's dismissing U.S. warnings to make concessions to the Palestinians or risk sanctions. The Jewish state responded days after U.S. envoy George Mitchell said Washington may also withhold loan guarantees to Israel. Israel's been under U.S. pressure to halt all settlement expansion in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, which was excluded from an Israeli moratorium on building there in November. The White House says it will hurt the Middle East peace process. Yemen's president says he's willing to talk to al-Qaeda fighters provided they lay down their weapons and renounce violence. Ali Abdullah Saleh told Abu Dhabi television this weekend that dialogue is the best way to tackle growing terrorism in the region. But the U.S. is urging Yemen to get tougher on al-Qaeda, saying the Yemeni government has had a history of freeing captured al-Qaeda fighters who've gone back on their promises. A top White House advisor says there's an overwhelming sense that more needs to be done to jumpstart the nation's struggling economy. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Christina Romer, head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, says it is essential to reduce the nation's 10% unemployment rate, even though the economy is making steady progress. She notes that the nation was losing almost 700,000 jobs a month when the Obama administration first came into office. And even though the losses have slowed significantly, Romer says that the number of people leaving the workforce and the long-term unemployment some are suffering are devastating for families.
It's still terrible. We're still losing jobs, and we absolutely have to go from losing any jobs at all to adding them at a robust rate.
Romer says the president is planning more targeted measures to jumpstart job creation. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The cold spell blanketing the Deep South continues with hard freeze warnings in Florida and other states. Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports.
Even as forecasters expect freezing weather to lift later this week in northern Florida, the area continues to suffer through hard freeze warnings. Daytime temperatures might reach in the highs of 50s, but nighttime temperatures will continue to dip below freezing. Northern Florida is under a hard freeze warning, which means temperatures will drop into the mid-20s or lower. These conditions can kill crops and be harmful to those not properly dressed for the cold. The below normal temperatures could also cause unprotected pipes to burst. The National Weather Service is expecting another hard freeze tonight, with minimum temperatures in the upper teens and lower 20s. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Tallahassee.
Northern California authorities are assessing damage from a 6.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday afternoon. The tremor caused some damage, but there were no major injuries. The final wild card matchups of the NFL playoffs are underway. This hour, Green Bay and Arizona face each other for the second time in as many weeks. Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner says he expects a tough fight.
It's going to take everything we've got, no matter what seed anybody is, no matter the fact that they're coming to our place. It's a good football team, and we're going to have to play very well to beat them. And I think that's the biggest thing you take out of this, is that you better get focused because, you know, a good football team's coming in here.
In a cold Foxborough, Massachusetts, the Baltimore Ravens have a wide lead over the New England Patriots with just a couple minutes left in the game. Last check, Baltimore was at 33, Patriots 14. This is NPR.